Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 28th of June, 2021. We have the best technology news that's happened over the weekend, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. All right, of course, on Friday, unfortunately, we didn't have a show. Big news, Windows 11 can run Android apps. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on in the new operating system. One thing that won't be going on, however, though, is updates every few months. Yes, from what we're hearing from Microsoft, Windows 11 release schedule will be completely changing, as in get ready for one big update every year. Now, I'm sure there'll be a few people out there saying, oh man, I kind of like those twice-a-year updates. For most people, however, though, they just bring on headaches, as Windows 10 pretty much has. This is definitely aimed at people that have to manage a large number of computers, or simply for the people that just say, hey, everything's running fine, please don't touch anything. Now, as far as big updates, yes, once a year. Those little updates in between, well, they won't be as big either. According to Microsoft, Windows 11 regular updates will actually be 40% smaller. And Microsoft says these updates will be installed in the background, causing less disruption and interruptions. The less disruption and interruptions, definitely welcome. Installed in the background? Yeah. I'm old-fashioned. I kind of want to know what's going on. Messaging app Telegram has added group video chat now, and you can find it on the mobile version and the desktop apps too. Took a little while for it to arrive, however, though. We were hearing, yeah, this was supposed to be ready in April. Here we are almost in July. Now, video chats in any group on the platform can be turned into video calls just by tapping the camera icon, and that'll turn your device's video on, be it at a webcam or, of course, what's in front of you on your phone. Now, according to Telegram, unlimited number of users can participate in an audio call, but for video calls, it will actually be limited to the first 30 people who actually join the chat. Apparently, there are plans to increase this limit sometime in the future, though that is yet to be announced. And we've also heard, too, that could be something on the premium side as well. Tesla users in China. Don't know if you can listen to this podcast or not, you know, due to the great firewall. Nonetheless, though, if you've got a car, yeah, it's probably been recalled. According to the Wall Street Journal, Tesla is recalling more than 285,000 vehicles in China. Now, from what we can see, though, most of these vehicles were made in China. And the main problem with the vehicles, yeah, there's a problem with cruise control. Now, it's not just one vehicle that's affected, it's actually two models, the Model 3 and the Model Y. The bulk of this number, about 249,000 of them, these were the ones made in Shanghai's factory. However, though, there is a portion of the Model 3 vehicles, these are the ones, by the way, that are imported, that affects almost 36,000. Now, as far as what happens with the cruise control system, apparently, yeah, it could just be activated all on its own. And depending on where you are, of course, this can cause the car to either speed up or slow down. Chances are, speed up. So, if you are in China, and again, if you can hear this podcast, best you visit your nearest dealership now and get that software upgrade. And finally, get ready for laundry in space. Yep, that's right. If you're an astronaut, get ready to do some laundry in space. Tis what you wanted to do, right? Now, so why are we talking about astronauts doing laundry in space? Well, this has to do with the folks over at Tide. Tide apparently had found out that astronauts sometimes have to wear things 3, 4, 5, you know, maybe even 6 times. And they thought that just ain't right. So because of this, they've come to the rescue. In fact, the folks over at Procter & Gamble, that's the folks that own Tide, by the way, have teamed up with NASA to develop the first laundry detergent just for space. Apparently, this is a fully degradable detergent that'll take care of all those stains and odors and will actually work properly in a closed-loop water system. You know, like the ones you find on the International Space Station. And apparently, astronauts are not going to have to wait that long to try out this product. Apparently, it's going to be hitting the International Space Station sometime in 2022. So those of you up there right now on the International Space Station, you've got plenty of time to figure out how you're going to let the new person know, yep, they've got laundry duty. Got a story? Know what else is listening? Send it our way, BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Our website, located at BritishTechNetwork.com. Find all the BTN podcasts over there and so much more. Find us, too, on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come join our community over at our Slack room by going to BritishTech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow. We will get you caught up on the best technology news that's going to be happening over the next 24 hours. But until then, start your week off on the right foot. Have a great Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.